gods must now employ. Then let us meet him on the road with songs of holy joy. The co-eternal Son, a maiden's offspring see, a servant's form Christ putteth on to set his people free. In glory from his throne again will Christ descend and summon all who are his own to joys that never end.
Welcome to all you're visiting with us today. This is the first Sunday of Advent, and Advent is a time for joyful hope. And now that the first candle will be lit, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with worries of this life. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your sent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Grant your faithful, we pray, loving God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds of his coming, so that gathered at his right hand, we may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You may be seated now for the readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, with the mountains quaking before you. While you wrought awesome deeds we could not hope for, such as they had not heard of from of old. No ear has ever heard, no eye ever seen, any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait for him. Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways. Behold, you are angry, and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. We have all withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind. There is none who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to cling to you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us up to our guilt. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands. The word of the Lord.
Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall shall be saved. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. O Shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim shine forth. Rouse your power and come to save us. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way, with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Show us, Lord, your love and grant us your salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight, or a cock crow in the morning, may not come suddenly and find you sleeping when I say to you, all watch." The Gospel of the Lord. Part of the close to that gospel is we just heard, Lord, let us turn to you, let us see your face and be saved. And I would like for us to go through that. This is just a way of praying. I want us all to imagine that this loving face of God is smiling at each one of us. Imagine that now. This love that God is smiling at us. Delighted to be with us. Wanting to be with us more than we want to be with God. I'd like to use this example. Suppose a teenager has a car for the first time. Like that. Where would this teenager like to be? Now with their buddies or home and mom and dad? I would swear that most of the time they're going to have lots more fun with their bodies than with mom and dad. We're kind of like that way with God, I think. Just remember, God wants to be with us more than we want to be with God. And what does being with God mean? We see this loving God, we put a face on if we want to. He's looking at us, delighted. My kids are here. I'm so happy. I just can't wait to have my love flow out from me into them. And when that happens, when they allow this to happen, but they got to be home with me or I can't do it. And let that love, with this face of God, come into our hearts, our minds, our spirit. And what does that love do? It gradually turns us into loving more and more and more. And that love that God is making us more loving, what is that doing? It's saving us from sin, which will be complete with what we call heaven. Try to just imagine. Why were you imagining? Because you can't see it, but it's real. God is loving us, smiling at us. Oh, I'm with my kids. I just love that. I can't wait to give them more of what I am. I want my love to become their love. And that will help them to grow. They will change. They'll not be so selfish. They won't be quite so scared. Let us sink in. Let us sink in. You see, prayer isn't primarily asking God for things. It is letting God, that love, penetrate us, come into us. And we can do it anytime we want, because God is always there. We don't have to have an appointment. Go see the doctor, you better make an appointment first or he'll be around. God's always there, anytime. God never wants to be away from his kids, or her kids, or both. Could you take that home with you? Maybe for Lent, every day you could take just a few minutes. If it goes longer, that's fine, but don't try to do too much. I know with me, if I try to do too much, I don't know anything. Just a minute or two, and if it gradually goes longer, that's fine. Now, I'd like you to close your eyes, and I will do the same. And we imagine this loving face of God is looking at us, smiling, delighted to be with us. Delighted to be with us. Let us open our hearts and minds and let that love penetrate our hearts and our minds and our spirit. And little by little, this love changes us. This is what spirituality is. It's not something we do by ourselves, no matter how hard we try. But let that smiling, loving face of God come into us and change us. Little bits and little bits and little bits. And at some point, we'll say, oh, that's what God's all about. I thought religion was so crazy. No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I want the love that God is to become my love. And right now, the season of Advent is the time for us to start. One day at a time. And right now, whether we know it or not, that love is changing us as long as we're willing to let that love do it. That's one of the ways that we can pray. God bless you. Let's see. I always forget where I am.